While rattling off recent poll numbers that show him with a commanding lead, Donald Trump mocked Governor John Kasich and his declining numbers.
So I'm 32. Kasich is, should I mention it? 3.
The business mogul and Ohio governor have been going at it for a few days now. Kasich's super PAC announced that it'll start targeting Trump with negative ads. And Trump fired back with insulting comments about the governor on Twitter. Trump suggested to the crowd that Kasich's days in the race are numbered.
I heard he was dropping out. Somehow, you know, when you're the governor of a state, gotta run that state.
The crowd was loud and energetic during Trump's rally, especially when he hammered home his messages on national security. He once again said the attacks in Paris would have been different if more citizens could carry concealed weapons, and noted that he would like limited surveillance on some Islamic mosques. And Trump also revived the debate over whether waterboarding should be used as an interrogation tactic against terrorists.
They chop off our young people's heads, and they put them on a stick. On the other side, they build these iron cages, and they'll put 20 people in them, and they drop them in the ocean for 15 minutes and pull them up 15 minutes later. Would I approve waterboarding? You bet your ass I'd approve it. You bet your ass. In a heartbeat.
It's this type of enthusiasm and blunt talk, especially on immigration, that solidified the support of Gary De Leon of Columbus.
Being American, Mexican, Spanish descent, I find that a wall is necessary. I think they've allowed too many people in America that are stealing the American jobs from the American people. So if Mr. Trump can build a wall, more power to him.
Marvin Ward of South Bend, Indiana, and Janet Applegate of New Albany both say they're drawn to Trump because of his status as a political outsider.
You hear the full-time politicians laughing at him, say he'll never make it, he can't do nothing, he's not like us. Well, thank God he's not like you. When I hear that, it makes me sick that people haven't caught on to how bad the politicians really are for this country.
We're tired of politicians, to be real honest with you. And he isn't a politician, and he's saying all the right things for us.
There were just a few protests peppered into the crowd, and less than 10 people overall were peacefully escorted out of the exhibition hall. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.